So brachas parakeh mishnah he hamispala utra simin rala. Somebody who's out and makes a mistake, gets confused in the davening. It's a bad simin form. It's a bad omen form. The mshliach tibahu simin rala shlucha. The bnei shlucha shaladam kamos. It's a person who's davening and the mshliach tibahu davenes the congregation. It's a bad omen for the entire congregation. It's a bad omen for those that are sent. Because the shliach of a person is like the person himself. When somebody makes a shliach, that shliach is like the person who made him into a shliach, so therefore, when a chazan is davening for the tzibur makes a mistake and gets confused in the tefillah, it's a bad omen for the entire congregation.
Amru alam rabbi chanina ben dosa. Yishayim mispalo ha'acharlam v'ayim ha'ezach ha'ayim v'zem me. He used to say about rabbi chanina ben dosa, when he would daven for those that were sick, after he davened for them, he would predict and say which one would live and which one would die. Amru lo minayin atay yedem. They asked Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, how do you know which ones will live and which ones will die? Amar lahem, im shkula tzilosu v'fi yodeh ani shehu makubu. V'im ha, yodeh ani shehu matur. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa responded, if when I daven for a chol, my tefillah goes well, it's shkula v'fi, meaning to say it flows without any mistake. If that's the case, I know that tefillah has been accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu when the chol will live. But if the tefillah is not shkula b'fi, the tefillah does not flow from his mouth, in such a case he knows that the chola is matur, that the chola will not live. Some say matur here is referring to the tefillah, that the tefillah is matur but will not be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a bad omen for the chola will not live, in such a case. Which brachas are made on different types of fruit? Aperis v'ilon oimer barri priya et. Prior to eating fruit that grows on trees, the bracha to be made would be barri priya et. Chutz min hayayin, shayayin oimer barri priya gavan. The exception would be wine, even though wine comes from the grape, which is a type of fruit, even so you would not make it barri priya et prior to drinking wine, instead you would make it barri priya gavan. The Rabbanan gave a special bracha for yayin. The reason is yayin is very chush, it's very prestigious, it's used for Kiddush and Abdallah, and for other things, such as shepherd bracha, so therefore, Rabbanan gave a special bracha for yayin. Ba'peres ha'aretz, oimer barei priyatama. And prior to eating fruit that grows from the ground, you would make a barei priyatama. Chutz min ha'pas, sha'apas u'oimer ha'maiti lachem min ha'aretz. With the exception of bread, even though bread is made from wheat, which grows from the ground, you wouldn't make a barei priyatama on the bread, as bread is also very chasher. That's our main food staple, so therefore, the Rabbanan gave a bracha of Amayti Lacha Minaharz. V'haha Yirako Yidoymer Bari Priya Dhamma. Prior to eating vegetables, also a Bari Priya Dhamma, is to be made on the vegetables. And the Mephoshim explained, we're talking about vegetables that are normally eaten raw, and you go ahead and eat them raw, so you would make a Bari Priya Dhamma. Or if the vegetables are normally eaten cooked, and you eat them cooked, you would make a Bari Priya Dhamma. But if this type of vegetable is normally eaten cooked, and you eat it raw, since you're not eating it in the normal way, you wouldn't make a bar priya dhamma. Instead, you would make a shakal. And so, too, if the vegetable is normally eaten raw and you're eating it cooked, since you're not eating it in the normal way, you would not make a bar priya dhamma. You would make a shakal. But there are certain vegetables that are normally eaten, either cooked or raw, and in such a case, however you eat it, you would make a bar priya dhamma. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm at barim mine disha. Rabbi Yehuda, vegetables, you wouldn't make a bar priya dhamma. Instead, you'd make a different bracha, barim mine disha. And there are different types of produce that grow from the ground. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are different brachas that are being made on different types of produce. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, the bracha needs to signify what type of produce you're eating. So therefore, if you eat vegetables according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd make a bar mineh disham. If you eat kidney oats, such as legumes, you would make a bar mineh zram. And if you eat fruit that grows from the ground, then you would make a bar priyat dhamma.